every Christmas Eve, my brother would go to bed at 6:30. He would say goodnight right in the middle of Skeem Saam. And my mom and I, we'd be looking at him like, oh. And then? The only reason why he's doing it is because he wants Christmas to come sooner. He is 27, my guy. 27.
The combination meal. Inspired by seven colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's. Fire it up.
CliffCentral.com.
Hashtag Voof Central. It's a brand new week of Voof Central. Hanging out at 5 p.m. We're live right now in the Voof app on the Cliff Central account. Plus, of course, on DSTV channel 196 and audio streaming on Cliff Central and the Cliff Central app. Remember, you can get the Voof app in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. But enough about that, because today's guest is next level. She's one of the coolest ladies in the country. Fifi Cooper. Let me find Fifi. Hey, there she is. What up, Fifi Cooper? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Producer Palesa was joking a little earlier on that you look like you're employing people today. Like our boss. Like, have you fired anyone? Have you employed anyone today? Like, were you doing interviews?
No, not today. I just felt like, you know, I want to be a lady today and be the boss lady that I say I am.
All right. She's a boss. Remember, if you got any questions for Fifi, you can hit us up right now in the Voof chat, which is in the Voof app. Shout out to everybody who's already saying, hey, JD Richmond _DJTR says, hey, beautiful.
Hey.
You get a lot of that though, right?
Yeah, that is so cute though.
Does it ever get old?
No.
Compliments never get old?
No.
Okay. People can keep them coming. Cool Keith says, hey, Uncle Grandpa is just giving you emojis with like hearts inside them. So Fifi, for someone that has maybe never met you, never heard nothing, how would you introduce Fifi Cooper to them for the first time?
For the first time, okay, I would say Fifi Cooper is a refugee from Mafikeng, a small town called Mafikeng in the northwest. An artist, a singer, a songwriter, a TV presenter, who's just, you know, living, you know, her life, and who's just like making sure that she goes after her dreams. I know what I want. Yeah. And but I really love music, and that's what I do.
Tell me about growing up in Muff Town.
Yeah.
And living in Joburg. I mean, because you can't do what you can in Joburg.
True.
So much talent comes out of Mafikeng. But the point is that they come out of, they leave.
If you really want to make it, you have to leave Muff Town, because everything is in Joburg. Like, you know, Voof is in Joburg.
Yeah, man.
You know, so I literally had to move. My life in Muff Town was very easy. All I did was just record music and go to events.
Yeah.
And that was it. There's no TV shows, no, maybe radio interviews. We have radio stations out there, but it's not as big as, you know, Joburg. Like, Joburg has literally everything, so yeah, totally different.
When did you make the full move to Joburg?
2015, when I got a record label.
Yeah,
like when I got a deal. Obviously I had to move this side. That was 2015. That's when I dropped my first single. That's when I dropped my album. And after that, that's when I started winning awards. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an incredible kind of 2015, 2016, 2017. Like, it's been an amazing 2-3 years of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And of really being in the public eye.
True.
What is the most difficult thing about being in the public eye and people watching what you do? And is it harder for you? Is it harder for your family and your loved ones?
Yes. You know, with me right now, I'd say it's very hard to be in the public eye, because people don't really know, like, your life, because they only see what they are given, what's in front of them, like what they see on TV. That's what they think is real. That's what they think is happening in your life. Like with me, with the court order thing, with the fight that's happening right now, a lot of people are super stressed, and people don't know that I'm actually really happy. And to me, it's not even a big deal.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah. So it's very difficult, but I'm a very open book to my fans. I'm very, like, they know everything about me. Like, I always, in my music, I try to, you know, like, make sure that the fans understand how I really feel.
What did you underestimate when you were younger about the business of entertainment and the business of music that you've had to learn?
What I underestimate? I don't really know. You know, the thing is, you learn as you go. With me, everything is just a new experience. But, you know, I've seen things happen. Like, I've seen Tupac. You know, they killed Tupac. It was a fight between record labels. It happened to a lot of artists. I had a convo with Zola the other day because he was also as worried as everyone. Mm. And but for me, it has always been like, because I haven't been through that, I wouldn't know how it feels until, like, I go through it.
Mm.
So for me, I'm always ready. I know that when I started, everything is not going to be easy. I knew that there will be challenges, and I knew that I had to be prepared and be strong for every challenge that comes.
Yeah. Rebecca says, love them shoes. And Jabulo says, hi, Fifi. People are sending you gifts on Vuv Roses. People aww, just saying hello. How are you? Theo says, Fifi, I'm an artist. Can you help me out? You must get aww, that a lot. Everyone wants you to help them wow, out with their career.
I mean, that's why I opened a record label. But obviously, I won't be able to help everyone.
Yeah.
But I will help the people that deserve the help and people who are ready. Because for some artists, they have the talent, but they're not ready, you know? So I know artists that are ready, and I'm more than willing to help. I just signed one artist.
Cool.
And obviously, because signing an artist, you know, you have to do a lot of things. You have to pay for PR. You have to, so there's money involved. When I feel like, okay, now I have the money to push two people, then I'll sign another artist and I'll have two artists. But for now, I'm just pushing one artist. I want to see how, you know, he's going to do. And after that, then I'll be ready maybe to sign more people. But I'm always open. People know my email. You can check it on my social pages. Send your music, you know, on my email. I'll hear it. Producers do that all the time. They send me beats. And also on my album, I'm trying to give producers that platform, producers that are not known, you know, to send me beats. And then I record on those beats.
So you're helping a lot of people out, and there's a lot of people in SA that want to help you out. Major yes, political parties want to help you out. Let's go, I mean, if we go behind the headline and the EFF and their tweet to you the other day, and so what's the story there? What's happening?
It's so very funny because I saw the court interdict from Ambitious on Twitter, just like everyone. So I was so confused. I didn't know what's happening.
When was this? This was in?
This was last week, Monday.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter because I was busy pushing my music video, Take Me Back. And I saw that press statement and I'm like, oh, okay. It was very shocking for me. But the whole country was behind me. And literally the whole day I was avoiding calls.
Mm.
And I just answered one phone call. And that was Julius Malema. And he was like, we can see what's happening. And we can help you. Mm. Because it really proves that it's about, you know, someone who has power. Like, I've never been to court, so I don't know how that was granted. So he was like, no, we are willing to help you. And yeah, that was it. I met the lawyers, and now we're busy with the whole thing. I just feel like Ambitious just wants to make me rich, man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, where does the whole thing stand now? They're taking you to, are they going to take you to court? It's all going to sort of...
No. We're going to fight, you know, we're going to fight it. The lawyers are actually just busy with it now, because it literally doesn't make sense, you know? Like, how can you, you know, not want me to perform my songs, like, 100%. It doesn't make sense. Like, it means that you won't be getting the same money, because I went there and I asked that we have a settlement agreement where we're going to be, you know, both happy, you know, and it didn't go well. Basically, I had two choices. They wanted me to go back for four albums. I didn't want to go back. They wanted me to literally, if I don't go back, work for Ambitious for almost the rest of my life, but still under Mokoop. It didn't make sense. I couldn't sign that because I couldn't agree with it. Like, how am I going to give you 50% of everything that I'm doing when you're not even doing anything for the next four coming albums? That's a lot, you know?
When you look back on this year, because now we're in the, you know, December, and on the 31st, everyone thinks about the year that was.
Yeah.
Do you think, what decisions have you made that have been good, and what are the decisions that you've made that have been bad in retrospect in 2017?
In 2017, I think the best thing that I did for myself was to leave that record label, because for me, freedom means everything. I want to be free. I want to do what I feel like is right. And I just want you to know, you know, what I want in my life. So the best thing that I did is to leave the record label, because now I can do literally everything that I want. When I can't, like now, ever since I, you know, when I was signed, I couldn't spend Christmas with family. I couldn't, like, I was literally, I don't know, I was never home. I didn't have time for my son, and that was breaking my heart. And this year, I can now go home for Christmas. Mm. You know, I can spend time with my son, my mom, and my friends. So that was a good decision that I made. But this year also, what I regret, I don't regret anything. I think 2017 has been the best for me, you know.
Yeah,
a lot happened. A lot more blessings.
How does music change when a lot of money starts to come into the picture? And how do people change when suddenly there's lots of money involved and stuff? Because that's a hard lesson to learn as a creative,
true.
You know, when you just want to make the best possible product and suddenly people are interested in
learning. Yeah. I feel like people change for money sometimes because they're not used to having the money. So they feel like money can solve everything. And that is not true. That's why I recorded a song, I think, beginning of the year when I left the label called Power of Gold. Because now gold to me means money. I didn't want to say the power of money.
Mm.
But gold for me was the right word. Because a lot of people, when they have money, they feel like they have control over you and your life. They feel like gods. They feel like they created you, so you must just be a slave. And I don't believe in that. Money is just money. You can be rich today and wake up broke tomorrow. So treat people right. Know that we are all human beings and we have feelings, most importantly. So, yeah.
Who's been the most supportive person of you this year and I guess in your career thus far? Who's really always been behind you?
I'm going to say two people, which is my producer, Super Producer Raps. We've been working together even before I signed. We all from the Northwest.
Yeah.
He made me Fifi Cooper because when I started singing, he was, you know, I was recording at his studio. He was literally that one person that made me believe in my talent, you know. And my PR manager, when I got too ambitious, she was my first PR manager and she left before me. So when I left, we worked together. Like, those are my day ones. Those are people that have always had my back. And no matter what happens, even when we fight a lot, we still find a way, you know, to make peace and continue with the work.
Hmm. All right. Let's take a look at some of the different comments coming through. People are sending roses. A lot of people want to know when you're going to be coming back to the Northwest. Is it this year?
I really wanted to go home. I was literally homesick last week because there was a huge event that we always do Uptown Heights, but I didn't get booked for that event. So I was really like homesick. But I have an event in Otsutsing on the 24th, Christmas Eve. So I will be in the Northwest on the 24th and probably until 2018. I don't know.
Go home and hang out with the fam.
Yeah.
Cassandra says she didn't know that you had a son.
Aww.
Yeah, how old is the young one?
I have a 4-year-old son.
Wow.
And he's my date to the SA Hip Hop Awards.
We're
going to be looking dope.
That's going to be quite an interesting one, the SA Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to know people and you like,
I know.
Are you ready for it though?
I am. And what's funny is the theme is, you know, hip hop politics.
Yeah.
So I'm just so really excited to see what's going to be happening that day.
Brian DeBeast, I just have to ask the questions that are being asked here. Says, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh my God. I mean, literally just broke up with my boyfriend last night.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cassandra, sorry, that sucks.
No, it's fine.
As long as you seem okay though. Cassandra says, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song right now.
Yeah.
I won't talk about myself because I want to show people that I actually just love music in general and I support other artists. I think right now I'm in love with Amanda Black Kahle.
Yeah, she's dope.
It's amazing. And also her vocals are very different from, you know, what I've been hearing lately. Everyone just wants to be Rihanna and that's very boring.
MK47 says, so we broke up. You weren't dating MK47.
No, definitely not okay. MK. MK, what are you saying?
Brian DeBeast says, I'm sorry you had to break up, but we're here for you. Cassandra wants to know who dressed you. Yourself.
My best friend dressed me today. She even did my makeup. Because I don't like dressing up. When I go, I'm just like, yo, let's get it. But today she was like, no, friend, boss lady, don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
And I love dressing up once in a while.
Dope. We're going to run out of time on VooV in a second, but we're going to continue the conversation on cliffcentral.com. Someone says here, who do you really want to work with?
Who do still, I really...
I mean, you've worked with a lot of people. Has anyone been wildly disappointing? A lot of people.
I think at the moment, I really want to work with DJ Maphorisa.
Yeah.
The producer. I think he's really absolutely amazing. And his beats are very different. Like, he has that different feel, that Nigerian feel, you know, that everyone loves. And also, I love Durban music. I think Gome is really doing well this year. And it would be dope if I work with DJ Tira as well.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Nikiwe says, when are you doing an appearance in Durban? And then a crying face.
I want to go to Durban, but I'm not sure. I hope that they book me this festive so that I end up there. But I have friends in Durban. I go there like once in 3 months. So probably early next year I'll be going.
I think, you know, with the year that you've had and everything, how do we book you and get in touch with you and all of that?
Please.
Because, yeah, let's give you the plug because...
Yeah, you just send an email to morecooperbookings@gmail.com or you email to fifikoopam@gmail.com.
Fantastic. So, so easy. And then if people want to find you on social media, how do we find you?
Instagram, KE_FifiCooperSan. Twitter, @FifiCooperFans. Facebook, FifiCooperSan.
Dope. People saying here, we'll be waiting. Quincy says, we love you, Fifi. Prolific Z says, I want to collaborate with you. Well, now you've got her details.
Just email me.
It's been so cool hanging out. We're going to continue the conversation on cliffcentral.com. Fifi Cooper, thanks for hanging out on VooV Central.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
So dope. It's Amanda Black hanging out and coming on Cliff Central, and Fifi Cooper's in the building looking all boss lady. Just being cool. So dope hanging out with her on VooV Central today in the VooV app and, of course, on DSTV channel 196. And you were so open and you were so honest and all of that. Because, you know, in this day and age, everyone speaks about the word authenticity like a lot. It's like the buzzword of 2017.
Yeah.
But with you, it feels like there's, you know, not a lot that you don't share, and you seem to be pretty honest in everything that you're doing. Is that hard?
Yeah, like if you ask me a question, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you an answer, and I'm going to be honest. It's going to come from my heart.
Mm.
So that's why I feel like my life is an open book, because I don't really have secrets. You know, I always tell people what's happening in my life. Everyone knows my story. The only person that I'm not really open with, and it's not that I'm not open with, I just decide not to, you know, give it that stress as my mom, because I'm not high blood and I don't want to, you know, to stress, because you know how parents are, like, they will stress, you know, and obviously I make sure that she's happy. And if something is not as big as the papers make it seem, then I choose not to tell her, because it's not really worth it. Like, she doesn't have to know, because it's actually really nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it must have been a crazy year for you figuring out what the media can look like at some point and the other point.
Yeah.
Talk to me for a second about this family of yours, though. You spoke about your mom. Do you have siblings? What do they do?
I have two big brothers.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Two big brothers.
Yeah. So I'm the only girl. I'm like the last born in the family.
And what do they do? How much older are they?
My other brother's 31.
Okay.
My big brother is 39.
Cool.
So the big brother is in Mafikeng, the other one is in Centurion, and they're living their lives. They have wives. They are living, you know.
So you're an aunt.
Yeah, so I'm an aunt. Like,
you're a cool aunt.
I'm a very cool aunt. Like, when I went to the UK, I literally got shoes for everyone, because shoes were very cheap, like on £9. Hey. Very, very. So I got shoes for everyone, my nieces, you know, my little cousins. We have a very big family. So when I'm out of the country, I always make sure that I get something for them.
Are you like, is there a family WhatsApp group and everybody
It's called Family on Flick. I don't know who created it, but we have it.
Okay. And what goes down in the family WhatsApp group?
We talk about everything, literally, like, you know, but like, Not everything, because I can't talk about my boyfriend on the group. My aunts are there. You know, my mom is on the WhatsApp group as well. My brother bought a phone, an iPhone. Now she's on WhatsApp. She's on Facebook. Hey, it's a problem. So we literally talk about everything. I share my music there when they have to, you know, listen. Before I came here, I sent them, like, you know, a WhatsApp on the group that, yo, I'm gonna be on Vogue. I'm gonna be on Cliff Central.
Dope.
So it's a way of us keeping in touch. All of us.
Hanging out with Fifi Cooper. Okay, we got to play this track, Boss Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the track, the inspiration, and let's take a listen to it.
Obviously, when I left, I told a lot of people, like all my interviews, I was telling people that I felt like when I was signed, I lost myself kind of bit, and my fans were a bit confused. People thought I'm a trap queen, and I've always been Motswako's first lady, and I will forever be Motswako's first lady. But for me, the reason why I called it Boss Lady and not first lady is because I feel like I've grown. I feel like now I know a lot, and I deserve the title boss, not first lady, boss. You must feel it. It comes straight from the heart.
Dope.
You know?
All right, it's Fifi Cooper hanging out. It's called Boss Lady. More with her next. So dope. It's Fifi Cooper hanging out. Being a boss lady. Yeah, man. Fifi, we're on the brink of a brand new year. 2018's around the corner. What's the plan of action for the year ahead?
2018, I'll still be the face of Converse worldwide.
Dope.
Yeah, and hopefully we're going to do season 2 of my TV show, Break the Beat. Mm. And I am dropping an album next year, you know. I'm just busy wrapping it up, but it's complete. I just need to know, like, where to from then, because also it needs, like, a lot of money. Like, you know, we need to shoot music videos for the singles. And, but I believe that 2018 is going to be a very great year for me, because I know that when things like this happen, I know something big is coming.
Mm.
And for me, that's my thing. I'm going into 2018, like, with a new feeling, with a clear mind, a clear spirit. I'm just ready. And I know that in 2018, more Cooper Records will be running South Africa.
So, so cool. All right. Leave us with one final sentence. The last thing you want to say, Fifi.
What I really want to say is that I appreciate all my fans and thank you so much for the support. If you have talent out there, just know that God created you for a purpose. Know your worth, know what you want, and believe in your craft. The most important thing is be patient. Your time will come.
So dope. Fifi Cooper, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. CliffCentral.com.